How did you find it?
I enjoyed it. It was a different than I expected it to be. Very eventful game, to be honest. Obviously, we've come out wrong side of the result after being 2 minutes away from winning a game, really. So,
am I right in saying that you were free? It ended 3-2, didn't it?
Yeah, it's 3-2. 2-1 up, with 88th minute or something like that.
What did you put it down to? Just defensive lapses, mistakes, or were it dodgy referee?
They made a mistake, I think, for their second goal, and then
I noticed in week that you brought Kai in. He's proven higher up the leagues. How do you think he got on for yourselves?
Kai wasn't available today because he's not been well, so obviously he's another player who is a good signing for us. He brings experience and he score goals as well, and a lad with that ability to put the ball in the back of net plus his experience will no doubt be a good addition for our squad to help some of the younger lads we've got in our squad to help them develop as well.
So your next game then on Saturday, is it home or away?
We're at home at Alton against Wakefield.
And how do you think now you'll get on against Wakefield? Because they're
they're similar to us, I think. A young side mixed with a couple of older heads as well, so it promises to be a good game. Hopefully, we can get some points on the board. Obviously, not picking anything up today, but there are plenty of positives. Even though obviously the result's not being what we wanted, I think there's plenty of positives to be taken from today. Hopefully, we can put in a similar performance next week.
Am I right in saying it's the Wakefield that have Chris Turner and that involved?
Yeah, that's the one.
So they've got plenty of money that's been thrown at it and hopefully trying to buy their way up the leagues, but it sounds.
Well, I don't really know much about if they've got a budget for players or etc, but I know they're doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes and that, so... Yeah, credit to them, you know what I mean, if they can do that, and I know they've got aspirations to move the league, so don't know, they're not holding anything against them, you know what I mean, if some clubs have got more money than others, and that's just the way it is, but like I said, we take them, everybody at their own, and respect them, and just move on to the next game, and go from there, really. So, exciting again to welcome them down to us and for our first home game, and obviously be looking to, like I said, pick up some points as well. I know, a bit difficult game, right? So I think this year it's going to be very difficult in our league, and I think anybody could beat anybody on the day, so hopefully we've proven that to them at North Cornwall today as well, that we've given them a good game.
It's sometimes the best though, isn't it, because you don't like leagues where just one team just runs away with a division.
No, well, I know Swinton last year, I think they did run away with the league, like, but I think everybody, I said it to one of my mates the other day who was playing for Dodder, I think somebody could win the league with possibly the lowest points tally that they've had in the last few years. I do expect people to beat each other this year.
That's great stuff, Luke. Right, well, good luck for next week against Wakefield, and we'll continue to follow you throughout season.
No problem, mate. Appreciate it.
Cheers, mate. Thanks.